tainted by while you were cooking, see. And that's what was in my house. And back then, they had just begun to, electricity was coming in, and where they would could run the wire and put electrical stoves in, and if you were, could afford it. Yeah. Now, back then, like I said, it was during the Depression, and a lot of people didn't have all that. Now, Dr. Ezra did over there. He had all that. He had money. Built that nice corner. It's Golden Street, if you ever remember. There's a, right across the street from this old granite house. Mm-hmm. Been there for a long time. And they had a hot water, didn't have hot water heaters then, but they eventually began, after they got started with, got the range in, we ended up putting hot water in some of the houses. So you'd have hot water all the way through the house, you know, for the bathrooms and things. But then most of the bathrooms was outside, mm-hmm. in the back. It wasn't inside the house. And my granddaughter right now, she'll get me started talking about the way things were back then. And she can't believe that we had to go outside to go to the bathroom. And it's just hard for some people to accept that when they hadn't seen nothing but what right. the way times are now.
Well, to think of Roswell is like a town, not the country, so
right. And but back then, you didn't ever have to lock the house. Mm-hmm. If you left to go on trip, you just close the door. But hardly ever anybody ever come into the house. We just didn't have anything like that. So now, that's what we call the chain. You can't leave a house now and leave it unlocked. But that's the way the houses were. And windows, we didn't even have screens on the window. And don't seem like we were bothered with flies like we used to be. For some reason, I don't know. Mosquitoes and stuff like that, you know. And when you went to bed, you went in most time in a cold room. You didn't have no fireplace in there. Of course, she had a lot of cover. Back then, they made their own quilts. Mm-hmm. And my mother, my mother came from a big family of about eight, and there was about six of them were women, and they'd all get together and make a quilt. Had the biggest time you ever seen.
Do you still have any of them?
Yeah, I think I got one of them left, and they got scattered around to kids. Some of the kids got them and stuff. Made beautiful quilts. So I worked at Bullock Hall down here when I first retired with a fellow by the name of Lee. And he retired from Georgia Power Company. He took care of all the work that the power company had to do up here, and did all the collection for the electricity. He asked me if I wouldn't come down and help him down at Bullock Hall. I said, yeah, I'm not doing anything. Well, the city had bought that Bullock Hall, is still what you got now. Now they got Barrington Hall too, you know.
Yeah.
And that work got so heavy down there. They had a lot of activities going on the weekends and things. We'd have to put up tables and chairs and stuff like that. And those floors, we'd have to treat those floors with some kind of, it wasn't oil, but it was something like that. The floors would be clean, and all the walls in good shape, and all the furniture in there was old stuff, and some of it was left in there, and some of it they had added to it, you know. They had upstairs, then they had attic. Mm-hmm. And once a year, we'd have a quilt show. And 100 quilts in the neighborhood of that. So we had to use all the walls on the lower floor, all the walls in the second floor, and then the upstairs was big, you would not believe. And we had places along with the big rafters down. We'd hang about